Seven Lamb Productions presents to you End of All Hope. Season 2, Episode 10, Rhubarb Pie.
Two days had passed, and travel was slow. Often we would run into roads that were blocked, forcing us to find alternate routes. The problem was we didn't have a map, and had to use our best judgment on what roads to take. We tried to stay close to highways so that we knew we were heading in the right direction. A few times we came across large groups of people walking along the road. Luckily, we didn't have any run-ins with aliens.
I don't get it. No thrashers, no shriekers. Nothing.
What?
Dude, 4 days ago you couldn't go outside without hearing a shrieker.
Are you upset?
No. But where are they?
Who cares?
We haven't seen any more ships either.
Okay, can you guys not jinx us?
Please. It's not like we've made a ton of progress.
No, but if slow and steady gets us to our destination, then so be it.
Agreed. But these blocked roads are really annoying. Do you see the highway anymore?
No, but that's okay. We're heading in the right direction still.
You sure?
Pretty sure.
It's getting dark.
We'll call it a night soon.
Why don't we just keep going? I can drive.
No way. It's hard enough maneuvering through this mess during the day.
Ambridge took his time weaving between cars.
So many cars and yet no people. That's not a good sign, is it?
The sun had gone down and we found ourselves near the highway. The road ahead of us was blocked by rubble. Part of the highway had crumbled.
What about that?
The highway? You want to chance that?
The sign. Rest stop. 1 mile.
A rest stop would be good.
I don't know.
What?
We could replenish our water.
Are we low?
No. Got 2 empty jugs, though.
What if there's a lot of people?
Who cares?
We don't need someone trying to take our shit.
Let them try.
Harris patted the gun in the seat next to him. It was some kind of assault rifle.
We'll check it out, but if there's a lot of people, we're driving past.
Does this mean that we're hopping on the highway?
We have to. Fingers crossed.
We made it to the rest stop, and it wasn't too difficult. There were only a few cars occupying parking spots. We saw one guy outside, smoking a cigarette near the restrooms. In the far corner of the lot was a semi-truck and an RV.
I don't see a lot of people.
I'm surprised.
Park the car, man. I need to take a shit.
Ambridge parked at the far end of the lot. Harris and I climbed out.
I'm gonna stay with the car.
You know, you weren't like this at the rec center.
There were a lot of supplies at the rec center.
So?
You saw those people we passed walking along the road? With nothing? We need to be careful.
Harris shrugged. We headed for the restrooms.
Wow.
What?
Look at the vending machines. Still intact.
I was just as surprised.
The man smoking the cigarette smiled.
Might have to break into it. I could go for a Snickers.
Hungry?
Ha!
Not many people have passed through.
You been here a while?
3 days.
Why?
Had to get out of town. No one was here. Seemed like a good place to rest up.
The man was bald, but had a thick mustache. He had small eyes and a big head. I would put him around late 40s. He wore a polo shirt and khakis.
You in the military?
Gun give it away?
The way you hold the gun did.
This guy must be a detective.
Actually, I do maintenance at a local campground. You guys from around here?
Hey, man, I'd really like to chat, but I gotta take a shit, so...
Harris jogged into the restroom. The man blew smoke into the air. He walked over to me and held out his hand.
The name's Brian.
Jay.
You're not from around here, are you?
No, I'm from California. I was in New York for business, then...
Then everything went to shit.
Yeah.
I heard New York got hit pretty hard, especially Manhattan. Heard that both Rockefeller and the Empire State Building are totally demolished. That's crazy.
We were in the city when it happened. We barely made it out.
So, you two came all the way from New York?
No, not him. I met him on the way. Same with Ambridge. I motioned towards the car.
Oh.
How come you didn't stay at the campground?
Some of those things showed up. It was scary. People we knew were turning into those... Well, I'm sure you know.
We? The man took a long drag of his cigarette, then stubbed it out on the near concrete bench.
Me and the wife. We travel for work, and we just happen to be here for 6 months. She works the front desk, I work maintenance. We go wherever they need us.
So you just work at the campgrounds?
All over the U.S. Been doing it for, shit, 15 years now. But when those creatures attacked, we got the hell out of there.
You seem pretty comfortable smoking a cigarette in the dark.
Haven't seen any in days.
Still, those creatures could show at any moment.
Oh, I know. But gotta wait for the wife to finish her business.
That's when a woman came out of the family restroom. She had short brown hair, big eyes, and an awkward smile. She was heavily tanned and looked to be in her 40s as well. She, too, smoked a cigarette.
Oh, I thought I heard you talking to someone.
This is Jay. He's coming from New York, heading to... California, you said, right?
Yeah.
This is my wife, Gina.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
Did you tell him about the water?
Didn't come up.
What water?
If you're looking for water, the faucets in the bathroom don't work, and neither does the water fountain. But there's a spigot in the back. It works just fine.
Don't know for how long, though.
I say we break open those vending machines before someone else does.
Like me.
Harris came out of the restroom, buckling his pants.
Don't judge me, but I couldn't wash my hands.
Gina and Brian introduced themselves and we exchanged a few more words. Gina then led Harris to the back of the building to the spigot so they could wash their hands. We all went to the vending machines, and Harris used the butt of his gun to break open the snack machine. We all took as much as we could carry. Harris made sure to get all the Snickers bars.
Are you guys staying the night?
I don't know. We'll have to talk to Ambridge.
Okay, well, if you need anything, let us know. We have tools, water, first aid, anything, really.
I think we're good with the Snickers and Doritos, but thanks.
When we got back to the car, I realized I forgot to take a piss, so I ran off to the edge of the woods to do it. That's when I realized what a mistake that was. Here I am, right next to the dark woods with my dick out. Those things could attack right now, and I wouldn't be able to do anything about it. I quickly finished and ran back to the car. When I climbed in, Ambridge and Harris were talking about where to stay.
No way. I'm sure those people were nice, but trust me, we do not want to be out in the open like this. Anyone could just show up, shoot us in our sleep, and take our shit.
Well, we could sleep in shifts.
Really, man? You want to do that?
Hey, I'll do whatever. But you said so yourself, Ambridge. We shouldn't drive at night. It wouldn't be easy.
Fine, but if we're...
We all startled. Outside the car stood Brian with a cigarette in his mouth. Ambridge kept his hand on his gun and opened the door.
What's up?
The wife and I have been trying to eat a lot of the cold food we have in the fridge. You know, stuff that's gonna spoil. You guys want some pie?
Pie?
We have a whole rhubarb pie. I'm not a fan, and the wife isn't gonna eat the whole thing herself.
Pie?
Want some?
I don't know about you guys, but I could go for some pie.
Me too.
I don't know. We want to keep an eye on our stuff.
Drive the car over. Park right next to the RV.
Brian puffed his cigarette, abruptly turned, and walked back to his RV.
It's the end of the world and they're just inviting us over for pie?
You probably just want to chat.
Seems odd. Something doesn't add up.
Calm down, detective. They're probably just nice people.
They seem nice.
Still.
Ambridge, we're not 6-year-old kids. Some guy invited us into his RV for pie is not a big deal. Okay, now that I say it out loud, it does seem a little strange. But whatever. I'm going. You gonna drive the car over there or not?
Fine.
Ambridge pulled the car over to the side of the RV. We climbed out to see Brian finishing a cigarette. He dropped the butt and crushed it under his foot.
You don't mind if we keep our weapons on us, do you?
Nah, got one myself. A pea shooter compared to what you guys have, but I get it. Everyone needs protection.
Exactly.
Harris smacked Ambridge on the back and we all headed inside the RV. Ambridge introduced himself as Gina cut the pie into slices. I've never had rhubarb pie.
Me either. What is rhubarb, anyway?
A type of plant.
A vegetable?
I think it's classified as a fruit, though.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's good.
Please, have a seat.
I could tell Ambridge was nervous. He sat by the window to keep an eye on the car.
You guys aren't worried about those creatures?
I haven't seen any around here.
Doesn't mean they can't show up at any time.
Brian shrugged. It was surprising how nonchalant he was about everything. Ambridge watched us eat, his fork hovered over his plate.
What about people?
What about them?
You have to be careful about people. Someone sees what you have. The food, the vehicle.
And then we take care of it.
What about us?
I stopped chewing.
What do you mean?
How can you trust us? You just let us into your RV, offer us pie? That's risky.
You guys seem trustworthy.
You don't even know us.
Ambridge, chill, man.
I understand the concern. I can tell you're military men. Army?
Yeah.
Brian's pretty good at reading people.
Trust me, if you guys gave off a bad vibe, I wouldn't have invited you in.
I'm not trying to be a jerk, but you know.
I get it.
Ambridge relaxed a bit and started digging in. We all sat around and talked about the state of things.
By the way, like I said before, you guys are free to use any of our things, except the toilet. It's broken. Gotta fix that tomorrow. That's why we have to use the public restrooms.
You need help?
Nah, I should be fine. Fixing things is what I do. Thanks, though.
After a couple hours, we decided to call it a night. Brian and Gina offered us their spare bed. I could tell Ambridge didn't like that, but I did, so I accepted their offer to sleep in it. In fact, Harris and I would trade midway through the night. We were to sleep in shifts. Ambridge decided to sleep in the car, just in case. That's what he did. It was a relatively peaceful night. During my shift of watch, I only saw two cars drive through. They didn't stay long. The large semi also took off in the middle of the night. Other than that, it was quiet.
You sure you guys don't need anything? Air in the tires, water, the rest of the pie?
I think we're good, thanks.
You sure you don't want the pie?
Nah, we're okay.
Good luck heading west. Hope you reach your loved ones.
Thank you.
Bye. We hopped into the car and took off. It was early morning, the sun was just rising. Before we left, I had scrubbed the dashboard clean. The dried blood made me sick. Now I could sit in the passenger seat without thinking of the woman who died here. Although, I was thinking about her now.
They were really nice.
Come on. Pie? That was weird.
Yeah, it was. But it was good. They didn't rob or kill us, and they didn't spike the pie. So what's the harm?
That kind of hospitality may get them killed.
You don't think he can read people as well as he said?
He knew you guys were in the army.
Give me a break. Sure, he called it, but it just takes one time. One time to be wrong. They had a lot of good stuff in there. Plus, the RV as a whole.
Sounds like you wanted to rob them.
All I'm saying is, times are different. You can be on guard, defensive, and still be a decent human being. But being so openly trusting seems like an invitation to an early grave.
Yeah, it feels weird now. No rules.
Exactly. No rules.
When we broke into that vending machine, it felt wrong, but I got a thrill doing it.
Really? Breaking into a vending machine gets your blood pumping? I'm gonna go out on a limb and say you aren't a wild one.
No.
I just hope they realize that things are different.
It's out of our control.
It sucks having to worry about aliens and people.
It's how it is now.
Damn.
What?
I'm regretting it now.
Regretting what? Trusting those people?
No. Not taking that pie.
Jesus.
End of All Hope. Written by Robert M. Lamb. Edited by William Lightfoot. Starring Adam Jetmore as Jay, Jack Austin as Ambridge, Ryan Wiggs as Harris. Co-starring Jabrina Cooper and Reed Kreiner. Music provided by Eldritch T'Challa at ReverbNation.com/NemesisBlack, Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com, and Dylan Mixer at DMixMusic.com. If you enjoyed this podcast, don't forget to rate and review. Visit www.7lamb.com for more podcasts such as this one. This has been a 7 Lamb production.